This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Brian Horn. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the annual Quack Trip and a conclusion to Hunger for Justice Week. We'll also take a closer look at Trump's transition into office on politics this week, a sports update, and the first forecast of the season to contain snow. The King's Washington Area Alumni Conference is an annual trip to Washington, D.C., where juniors and seniors are able to network with professionals in the area that graduated from King's. Program Director Nick Rotundo went on the trip and interviewed the staff and students who experienced the two-day conference.
On this past Monday and Tuesday, Career Planning took a group of 43 King's College students to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., for the annual Quack Trip. King's Career Development Specialist of the Career Planning Department, Corey Munley, explains what exactly Quack is. 43.
Quack stands for King's Washington Area Alumni Club, and it's where a group of alumni that have moved down to D.C. get together, and they really like to put on some great events to have our students take advantage of understanding all of the wonderful opportunities that are available to them down in the D.C. area. I believe this is about the 10th year that Quack has been running, so it's been very successful, and it's something that we look forward to continuing.
Corey then went on to talk about some of the speakers for this year's event.
We had Patrick Murphy. He's a 96 grad of King's. He is the COO of the Army, and he talked a lot about what types of opportunities the Army would have, as well as the political scene in D.C. Another speaker that we had was Jim Dinegar, and he is from the Greater Washington Board of Trade, and he talked a lot about what D.C. has to offer for students that are just coming and graduating, coming out of school. And it's pretty much a place where there's a lot of opportunities for students. I believe that a lot of the people down there are 35 or younger, so it's a great scene for young students.
Corey then shared some of her final thoughts on this year's trip.
I believe it was very positive. Students said that it provided them with a lot of potential opportunities that they didn't know that they had, and it helped them get a clearer picture of different career paths that they may not have considered prior to that. I believe it was pretty positive. I think it's just a great opportunity. Anybody who's interested to take advantage of it, we have a lot of young alum that are down there doing a lot of great things, so it's a really wonderful way to see DC and to see what it has to offer.
Junior Mass Communications major Owen Vaughn and senior finance major Derek McManus shared some of their initial feelings about the Quack Trip.
I was both nervous and excited. I had heard a lot of good things. I was excited to go meet the alumni and be able to spread out and meet professionals in the field that I want to go into. And I was a little nervous because it's a little intimidating to go into that law firm and meet all these people that are professionals, but it was also very welcoming, so they made it very easy to go and take part in.
I was a little nervous. I mean, I've never been to D.C. before, so it was definitely a different experience. But yeah, I think during a junior year, probably the ideal time to go, especially if you're still trying to figure out what you want to do or, you know, where you want to go as far as job-wise. So yeah, I mean, the whole experience was very awesome. I was a little nervous, a little overwhelmed in D.C., but it really was a good experience.
Owen and Derek also spoke about their favorite parts of the trip.
My favorite part, I have two. Well, a great moment was when we got there and we first went out onto the roof and we were in this building that was directly across from the Capitol building. So that was pretty amazing because I haven't seen that since I was a little kid. So just to be able to be in America's capital, that was pretty awesome. And also during the second day when we got to go around and talk to all the different alumni and they were able to impart advice to us about how to continue and how to better ourselves, that was very valuable to me. And I really enjoyed that experience.
Honestly, my favorite part was just meeting all the awesome alumni. I think they give you great advice and they've kind of been there, done that. And they're always very so helpful. So, you know, just meeting them and seeing how they got to where they are was just really helpful.
Both Owen and Derek were very enthusiastic by the end of the trip and explained what their final thoughts were as they were heading back onto the bus to come back to campus.
I thought it was pretty fantastic. I was able to meet alumni. I learned a lot, even beyond just meeting new people and learning about Washington, D.C. They taught us a lot about how to interact interact with professionals. And I think I would definitely recommend to people next year, because it really changes you. It's only 2 days, but you come out with a better understanding of what the world is like. And I think that's very valuable. And I'm grateful to Kings that they set this opportunity up for us.
Honestly, the overall experience was awesome. I think from start to finish, just being in DC and experiencing it all, I'd recommend it to anybody. I think it's beneficial on all parts.
For more information on the King's College Quack Trip, you can contact the Office of Career Planning at extension 5874. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
The Chauval Center and other campus organizations had their annual Hunger for Justice Week starting on Sunday and concluding tomorrow. Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn recapped the Week of Charity and Social Justice.
795 million people around the world do not have enough to eat. 6 children die every minute of a hunger-related disease. On average, 65.3 refugees per day have been driven out of their homes. The stunning numbers you just heard describe the motives of Hunger for Justice Week, an annual week of awareness around the King's College community. On Wednesday, you heard the stories of people fasting for Syrian refugees in the Interfaith Fastathon that culminated in a dinner to break it. You also heard a special story about a refugee that was forced out of his homeland due to war in his country that recently settled in the Wyoming Valley. But that was only a part of the Hunger for Justice Week. Boxes were set up near Monarch Court for 60 consecutive hours for a solidarity experience, prompting the community to realize the homeless needed to be known. First-year environmental engineering student Mark Van Zalk was one of the participants in his attraction. He briefly explained why he participated.
I've been camping before, but I feel like I can connect better. A lot for granted.
The Solidarity attraction was active from 8 o'clock in the morning Monday to 8 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, which culminated with a candlelight vigil for the homeless. Last night, the Oxfam Humanitarian Club offered the Oxfam Hunger Banquet to raise this awareness. Guests were divided into 3 populations that represented the percentages of people who have enough to eat and those who suffer from hunger. Rabbi Larry Kaplan was the guest speaker of the event, and he used religious text to suggest that we cannot overlook this humanitarian crisis. The one you're about to hear was just one of them.
There's another statement in Jewish tradition that says, Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, velo ata ben chorin liyabatel mimena. It's about 2,000 years old from the Talmud, and it means your job is not to finish the project, but neither are you permitted to ignore it. In other words, we pitch in with whatever way we can to help. And if we get that message across, then people don't have to feel, I have to solve it all. I have to go to every program, right? It's perfectly okay that not anyone else, you know, came, that you guys are the ones who came. Because there's been other things going on this week and still going on, and it's going to continue long after this. So that's great, and it doesn't have to be us who finish the project.
In the campus center this morning, there was a Caring Cases booth set up for people to give to the food pantry at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. Mr. Bill Bowen, the Chauval Center director, described what this tradition is about.
Well, Caring Cases is a program that we've had at King's for many, many years now. It's run out of the Chauval Center for Community Engagement and Learning, but it really is for the whole campus as part of Hunger for Justice Week. As you know, during Hunger for Justice Week, we try to ally our concerns as much as possible with the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. So we have the Solidarity Experience out in the center of campus where students sleep out overnight and show their concern and oneness with those who experience homelessness. We also have educational initiatives. We've learned a lot about the Syrian refugee crisis, for example, this year. And with Caring Cases, we actually try to put our money where our mouth is a little bit. And as I said, it's not just the Chauval Center. We ask all offices and departments and individuals at King's if they would donate actual foodstuff, which we then bring over to the Reach food pantry that's housed at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church on South Franklin Street.
The week will culminate tomorrow with a Thanksgiving food drive hosted by CEO in conjunction with the Chauval Center. Volunteers will help register families, fill carts with food to be distributed, and escort their families to the automobiles. For the WRKC News at 5, I am Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
Coming
this is
up
the
next,
sound of E. coli
we'll
splashing around
this
in raw
week,
hamburger cheese.
Your Monarch Sports Update, and a look at your weather for the weekend.
Raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Can't get enough of those lovable mop tops, the Beatles? Tune in to the Beatle-Ed Fab 4-Hour live every Friday night at 7 on WRKC. And if you miss a show, you can catch an encore of Ed's show Saturday nights at 9.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
Trump transition. Who's on the president-elect shortlist for appointments? Find out on PTW. In the latest news on the Trumpzition, Representative Mike Pompeo of Kansas accepts the role of CIA director. Pompeo is known as a Tea Party Republican with hardline conservative foreign policy and homeland security stances. Pompeo was a supporter of NSA surveillance programs and denounced Edward Snowden in 2014, is a supporter of keeping Guantanamo Bay operational, and a harsh critic of the Iran deal. Pompeo also served in the Army at the rank of captain. Senator Jeff Sessions, who was a prominent figure in the Trump campaign, was offered the position of Attorney General, which was thought to go to Rudy Giuliani earlier this week. Giuliani is now thought to be a top choice for Secretary of State, along with names like Newt Gingrich and Nikki Haley. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus was named Chief of Staff. Priebus is thought to bring out Trump's more moderate tendencies and please congressional Republicans. Priebus was originally tight-lipped about support for Trump after the nomination. In controversy from inside and outside of the party, former Breitbart head Steve Bannon was selected as Trump's chief strategist, a position equivalent in influence to the chief of staff. Bannon is a self-proclaimed leader of the alt-right movement, which is associated with white supremacy, anti-Semitism, and misogyny in the words of NPR. Having Bannon in a similar position to Priebus may lead to clashes within the administration and further demonstrate the rift developing between party Republicans and the alt-right. To wrap up other candidate positions with big names attached to them, the New York Times reports that the National Security Advisor will be Michael Flynn, Defense Secretary will go to Senator Tom Cotton, and three Republican primary candidates are being vetted for Health and Human Services, Mike Huckabee, Bobby Jindal, and Rick Scott. Giuliani is also on the list for Secretary of Homeland Security if he doesn't pick up Secretary of State. Meanwhile, in Congress, Paul Ryan has been re-elected to Speaker of the House this week. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. On Tuesday, the King's College women's basketball team tipped off their season in the McGrain Gymnasium against Newman University. The Lady Monarchs fell to Newman 61-45. Junior captain Olivia Hoffman led the Lady Monarchs with 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 block shots. Sophomore Alexis Stieber had 9 points and 9 rebounds in the contest. The Lady Monarchs will be back in action on Saturday when they face Lycoming College at 1 p.m. in the first round of the Terry Green Tip-Off Classic at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The men's basketball team tipped their season off on Tuesday in the McGrain Gymnasium against Penn State Hazleton. Junior transfer Connor Calais made a great impression in his first game as a Monarch, leading the Monarchs with 17 points on 4 of 5 from 3. Senior captain Dan Ratecki followed up with 14 points, scoring 8 of them from the free throw line, and added 9 rebounds. Kings returns to the court Friday and Saturday at the Susquehanna University Tip-Off Tournament in Selinsgrove. Kings plays Franciscan University Friday at 6 p.m. and will play either Susquehanna or Penn State Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Kings college wrestling team faced a Technological College of New Jersey on Wednesday. The Monarchs dropped a 33-6 defeat. Kings will next compete in the WPI duels at Worcester Polytechnic Institute Saturday in Worcester, Massachusetts. The Kings college swimming team will host the 5th annual Diamond City Invitational Saturday and Sunday at the Wyoming Valley Catholic Youth Center in Wilkes-Barre. The Lady Monarchs have a 3-3 record on the season. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow will be rainy with a high of 68. Sunday will be cloudy with a high of 43 with the possibility of snow in the evening. The theater's production of Whose Wives Are They Anyway continues tonight at 7:30. The final show will be tomorrow at the same time. The third floor of the Campus Center will host the Diwali Festival tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Brian Horn. Have a gnarly weekend.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.